Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Turn with me in your Bibles to Mark's Gospel, the 16th chapter. We're going to look in verse 15. Might say, while you're turning there, we appreciate everybody for making it out tonight. I know it's cold and they're predicting snow, and some folks maybe thought, well, maybe better not chance it, but praise God, I believe the word's worth coming out for. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God. Mark chapter 16, beginning here, well, just one verse here, verse 15. The Lord Jesus here speaking to the disciples, actually speaking to the whole church. He's speaking to the body of Christ. This is the Great Commission. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Notice there are about four things here you need to major on, or five. Number one, go. Number two, ye. Number three, into the world. Number four, preach the gospel. Number five, everybody's got a right to have it. Notice number one was go, and the second part was ye. Amen. He was given the body of Christ a responsibility here. The Lord is delegating to the church the responsibility of getting the gospel out to the whole world. Amen. We are not saved just to go to heaven. Heaven's a natural, heaven's just part of it. You get saved, bless God, you get to go there, amen? But you didn't get saved just to go to heaven. If you got saved just to go to heaven, you ought to have just went ahead and gotten raptured out the moment you called on the Lord. Either that or the preacher should have held you under for a while until you quit bubbling while you was getting baptized and helped you out, praise God. No, you didn't get saved just to go to heaven. You got saved to go ye. Amen. See, we're going to have to get back to this. We sit around and we haven't represented the Lord Jesus Christ like we're supposed to. We're supposed to take Jesus with us everywhere. Amen. You're to go ye on the job as a representative of Jesus Christ. You're to go ye into the mall. You're to go ye into whatever you put your hand to and be one of those people that are there to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in your life. Well, I get persecuted on the job. Well, glory to God. Thank God you're finally getting over there where you're supposed to be. Well, I lose some of my friends. Well, you ever thought you might really win them? And if you lose them, they're not really your friends anyway. I've never thought anybody was a friend that I had to smoke dope with before they liked me, or I had to drink beer with before they liked me, or I had to buy them things before they liked me, or I had to do what they wanted to do, or they didn't want to be my friend anymore. I never considered those kind of folks friends anyway. Amen. They got all these, used to have these vampire movies out, and Dracula, he was your friend as long as you had blood for him to suck. Once he drained you of all your blood, he didn't have any use for you anymore, amen? Well, that's not a friend, hallelujah. That's not helping you out at all. No, praise God. We're supposed to go out and make friends. What's a true friend? Somebody that hearkens unto the voice of the Lord, surrenders to God. And so the Lord here tells the disciples, and in so telling them, he tells us, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. We have a responsibility to take the gospel out. 2 Corinthians 5, 17, 18, and 19. What did the Apostle Paul tell the church? He said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Verse 18, and all things are of God, who hath reconciled us unto himself and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. See, the moment you become a born-again Christian, you enter into the ministry. Amen. Amen. Long before you ever know what's going on, God has already put a ministry in you. What is that ministry? It's the ministry of go ye. Amen. It's called the word of reconciliation. You got a ministry. Now you get into the word to learn how to make that ministry work. Amen. Verse 18 of 2 Corinthians 5, he said, you got to minister reconciliation. And then in verse 19, it says how God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Notice that is the word. So you, number one, you get saved. Number two, God calls you into the ministry. Number three, God says, now get in the word, learn how to take this gospel out to the people and how to be a witness for me. Amen. Amen. See, it's God's will that everybody get saved. Amen. From the uttermost to the guttermost, God wants everybody saved. There's none too low, none too high that God hasn't reached out to. Amen. Romans 10:13 says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a whosoever. Aren't you glad he said whosoever and not just a certain type? Amen. Anybody. And here he says, go and preach the gospel to every creature. Anybody on planet Earth, any type, anywhere, any place, go tell them the good news of Jesus Lord. So when you get born again, you're immediately recruited into the ministry of reconciliation. Now, I didn't say everybody's going to be a pastor, an evangelist, or an apostle, or a prophet, or a teacher, but everybody is called to learn the word and get involved in this great ministry of the Lord. See, I'm real concerned in my spirit, and the reason I've been preaching on these lines is I'm concerned that as a body of Christ, as a church, and not just here, but I'm talking about across the country, we've lost focus of what this thing's all about. Amen. It's not just prosperity. And it's not just getting your needs met. And it's not just learning how to, you know, to be successful in your own. It's learning to walk with God and be a minister of reconciliation. It's learning to represent Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God and doing what God's called us to do. The church has to get back where we are radical for the Lord and that we have one purpose on our job, and it's not to just make money or get a promotion, but it is to be a light shining in the darkness there. And we look at our job as a missionary field, and you can't just go in there and bombard and beat people over the head and be abrasive, but you can go in there and get a hold of the word and get a hold of the wisdom of God and represent Jesus Christ and ask God to open up the door of utterance so you can speak into people's hearts what God has for them. Amen? Amen. We have to begin to raise the standard, folks. We have to begin to lift it up to where God has it. The difference in the church today and the church that I read in the book of Acts is they were consumed with getting the gospel out. Even in the book of Acts in the 8th chapter, you'll find out that whenever there was great persecution against the church to the point that they finally disbanded, they came in and persecuted the church in Jerusalem to the point that they were scattered. It didn't say they left on their own accord. They were scattered. That means they were driven out by persecution. They had to leave or get their heads chopped off. And you know the Bible says, and they went everywhere preaching the gospel, not the apostles, but the laity of the church. Everybody. I mean, you know, if they uprooted, they went down and started a Bible study somewhere and got people saved. Amen. And their motive wasn't to build up some big Bible study so they could be the big kingpin. But no, they'd get people saved and disciple them, get them hooked into church and say, now, let's go find us a good pastor, praise God, and get under that pastor and let's all learn to grow together and let's become one church. But you see, we got away from that. How do you know you got away from that? Because there's 1,400 million churches in this city alone. Because everybody wants to do their own thing. Everybody wants to pull out. Nobody's in kingdom building. Everybody's in their own personal building. But what we got to do is get it out of the personal, get it out of needs, and get it out of things, and get back to focusing on what God said to do, and that is to be a standard bearer, to take the gospel out and get people saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and get them turned on to Jesus Christ. Amen? We are here to be salt poured into this city. We are here to be light shining in the darkness. We are here to be Christ's representatives to the people so that they can come to know Him. Amen? Look over here in 2 Peter chapter 3 real quickly. Let me show you why we must get caught up and consumed in getting the gospel out and bringing forth the kingdom of God. It is what God has commissioned us to do. And He says in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, He says it like this, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, we're not willing that any should perish." Now, let's stop before we go on. Notice He says here that the Lord is not slack concerning His promise. In other words, if God said it, He's going to stay with it. Amen. And if God wants to do something, He's long-suffering and patient. You see that? God will put up with you for a long time. He'll just keep on working and working, trying to get somebody to work with Him. He's long-suffering. What the word long-suffering here is a part of the fruit of the Spirit. It means long-tempered, not easily provoked. Aren't you glad God's long-tempered? He got long fuse. Hallelujah. And He's not willing that any should perish. See, God is long-suffering. That's why, you see, these people, they get out here and they live in sin, and other people look at them. They do people wrong, and they do this and do that, and it just seems like they get by with it. No, they're not getting by with it. God is long-suffering. He's merciful. He's patient. He's kind. He desires for these people to be set free and to come back and be restored. Now, he will run out of patience. Long-suffering means long-tempered. It doesn't mean you don't have a temper. It just means it takes a while to get there. Brother Hagin shared with us this one time as an illustration that I thought was real good. And he talked about, we see people and they're going along and we know they're in sin and they keep on trying to do their own thing and it looks like they just keep going and nothing's happening. He said, it's really like this. There's a deception in there. He said, you get out in the plain states, and he said, you used to get these old locomotives, and he said, they get up to running 80, 90, 100 miles an hour and have 30, 40, 50 cars behind them. He said, and they get out on them plains. He said, they could shut the engine down at 80 miles an hour and coast for miles and miles and miles. Many miles before they even start slowing down. Because there's so much weight and so much momentum, they just keep going. He said, but eventually, if they didn't get that old engine cranked back up, he said, the engine starts slowing down and slowing down. Finally, it'd come to a stop. Now, there are people says, this engine broke down out here in the middle of this place 50 miles from back. No. It actually broke down 50 miles back there. It took 50 miles to finally hit its dead end. Amen. But eventually, sin will kill you. Sin will destroy you. Eventually, you'll pay for it because the wages of sin is death. You might think you're getting by with it for a while, but you're not. All the time, you don't know. You're falling. You just hadn't hit yet. Thank God. God is merciful, long-suffering, and what God will do is he'll just keep stretching the floor down and stretching the floor, trying to keep you from hitting because he knows when you hit, you're going to smash all over the place. Amen. Because you see, you go ahead and read on here, and he says this, God's not willing that any should perish, see, be destroyed, but that all should come to repentance. See that? God said, I'm long-suffering, and I'll put up with it for a long time. And I'll watch out for you, and I'll still keep the devil from coming in and destroying you. And I'll give you time after time and chance after chance and opportunity after opportunity because I'm long-suffering, I'm patient, and my heart is for you to be saved, and my heart is for you to not perish, and my heart is for you to come out of the bondage and out of the sin and out of the junk you're in. But eventually, the wages of sin is death. And eventually, you're going to have to repent. Well, somebody says, if people understand this and they know that the end result is death, why aren't they repenting? That's a good question. Why aren't people repenting? Why aren't people turning to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why aren't they running from their sin? Why are they still hanging out and doing the dumb stuff that they shouldn't be doing? Huh? Why is it? Well, let's look over 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and we'll find out. 2 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, in verses 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul tells us exactly why people keep on falling and they keep on, and if you ever watch some of these trains, they got signals along the track.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.